Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's story time with Joey Harrington. Last week, we ranked our top three meats. What should we rank this week?
I enjoyed the meat rankings.
I did too. Fun. On The Fan. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I'm just waiting for, you know, any sort of prompt, you know. Well, I'm waiting for me to carry the show again.
Well, I asked you what we should rank this week,
you're
and you went
quarterback for God's sake.
You laid out on us.
It wasn't direct. I didn't know it was directed towards me. I
well, you're the guest. Like a,
we're off to a great start.
Oh my God,
man! Is it going to be that kind of day?
It might be.
It might be. It's a Friday. Traffic sucks. The weather's a little gloomy. You know.
Yeah. How's your mood today?
My mood. Admittedly, I'm a little on edge. We're getting ready for the Bandon tournament next week. And, I'm not going to be here next week.
Okay.
You have the Battle of Bandon?
Yeah, the Battle of Bandon.
Yeah.
Who's the teammate? Like, what's the lineups?
We've switched to the Big Ten this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, it's no longer the Pac-12 greats.
And your tentacles reach so far that you're able to secure two high-level ex-athletes from each Big Ten university as well?
It took a little more work this year, not going to lie.
Yeah. I bet. Who's coming?
Let's see.
Who headlines?
I'm guessing.
Well, see, here's the problem. Okay, so we had to book, you know, we booked the tournament out like 3 years in advance, right?
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, I didn't exactly know that, one, the Pac-12 wouldn't exist, two, we're going to be in the Big Ten, and, you know, like, So
you've been thrown some curveballs.
Yeah, I had spots for 12 teams, you know, because we used to run the tournament with the Pac-12. So, inevitably, there are six teams that are not represented at this year's Battle of Bandon. Luckily, though, we're not branded as the Big Ten Battle of Bandon yet. So,
well, and how many teams are in the Big Ten? 800?
I think there's 18.
Is there 18
or
16?
So, if I was to say I'm leaving six teams out, what six teams would you leave out of a Big Ten tournament?
I'm not going to lie. Maryland does nothing for me. Rutgers, thanks for coming. The Northwestern kids are smart. Yeah, maybe Indiana gets the boot. Although you got basketball for Indiana, maybe.
You've hit four so far. You're spot on. You got two left.
Two left.
Illinois, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah. Illinois is out.
There's one more.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I'm trying to think.
There's got to be one other bad one. Nebraska?
No, Nebraska's in. You know, they got a Heisman Trophy or two.
Oh, yeah. You got, is it like Eric Crouch coming? Maybe Tommy Frazier?
He is. Eric's coming yet.
Oh, there you see. There you go.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who else. Did we say Purdue?
Purdue's in.
Okay. Who do you got from Purdue? You got
Drew Brees?
Drew was not able to make it this year, but it's Aiden O'Connell and Mike Allstott.
Ooh.
Wait, current NFL quarterback Aiden O'Connell?
Current NFL quarterback Aiden O'Connell.
And Mike Allstott will not remember me at all, but my locker was by his, and that is as nice a human being as you will ever meet.
There we go.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
There we go. You still haven't picked the sixth least.
Minnesota.
Ooh, good. Yes, yeah, that's boom. It. Yeah, screw them. Yeah.
You guys didn't even hesitate. Like there were no wrong answers in that at all.
I mean, look, it's not hard. I mean, I'm sorry to anyone that went to those universities, but it's as you're kind of scrolling through, it's easy to look at it and slough off the the excess baggage.
Yeah, and part of it for me was like, all right, if I'm going to be flipping over here, like I had, I mean, a career and you know, living on the West Coast, but also 14 years of tournament Rolodex for the Pac-12, right? Yeah. You know, that's where if I'm going to have to flip in 1 year and put this field together, I can't, you know, it's like, am I going to be scrounging through Illinois? Am I going to be trying to come up with some Rutgers guy? Like, so I was like, all right, what's going to be the easiest path for me to take?
Yeah.
And that's where we went. So we moved the four, the original or the old school Pac-12 teams over. And then came up with the eight relevant Big Ten teams. Hmm.
So if you don't know, Battle at Bandon's Joey's big golf tournament for charity. And he brings in two ex-athlete, celebrity athletes for each university. And then guys pay big money, charity money, for the other two spots to play on those teams. And then you have a competition based on the teams over the course of what, 2 days, 3 days, I think?
Yeah, it's a weekend, 2.5. Yeah.
Great tournament. And Justin Herbert, I think, was with you last year from the Ducks. Is he coming back?
Justin's not coming back this year. He's, wanted to take a little break. That's fine. Actually, it's Kenyon Barner is going to be my teammate this year.
Nice. Okay. Super Bowl champion.
How much golfing does he do?
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. Is he a golfer?
We got a good crew. Joey Galloway, Allstott, Aiden O'Connell, Eric Crouch, Dallas Clark coming for the old Iowa Hawkeyes.
There you go.
Kajana Carter and OJ McDuffie for Penn State. Melvin Gordon and Lee Evans for Wisconsin.
Nice. That's some heavy hitters.
Yeah, you know, we got a good crew. And you know what, honestly, I'm the most happy about is we have members from the Big Ten Conference coming. So originally the commissioner was going to come, and then he had to have his hip replaced. So, that happened. Yeah, exactly. But no, we've got decision makers from the conference coming.
Oh, wow.
My hope is that this is something that they would want to get on board with, in the complete opposite of what Larry Scott told me 15 years ago when he, you know, said, hey, that's great. Piss off. I didn't tell you about this conversation.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd started the tournament, and this was the first year that they were launching Pac-12 Network.
Sure.
And so I called up to talk to Larry. I was like, hey, I got this tournament. I started, I get two of the best guys, you know, two athletes from each of the schools. We go down, we play some golf, you know, we make it competitive. We're putting a TV broadcast, trying to put a TV broadcast together. And I was like, hey, you're just launching here. I'm imagining that you're going to be looking for content. And, you know, this seems like the perfect kind of thing for you guys to cover. Like, it fits right in your wheelhouse, right? And he said, no. I was like, no, what? He's like, no, just no. That's not. I was like, what do you mean? Like, okay, hold on. Like, let's figure this thing out. Like, hey, we're. I'm not asking for like a primetime spot on Saturday in the fall. I was like, you could put me on at like 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. Like, all I'm looking for is just like, hey, like let's get some eyeballs on this thing. And you're just looking for, you know, slots to fill up in this giant TV, you know, megaverse that you're putting together. He's like, yeah, no, we're only going to cover live sports. Like, you're covering live sports at like midnight on a Wednesday? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. What, you do you. Hey, by the way, like, if we did put this together, would we believe, you know, considering, I mean, we're talking about like, you know, Barkley and Reggie Bush and Jonathan Ogden and Sean Elliott, like, can we use the Pac-12 logo? Can I call it the Pac-12 Battle at Bandon? He's like, no, you got to pay me for that.
Oh, so my
sweet. So, yeah, and things worked out pretty well for Larry Scott. So,
Jab.
Well, you just want to, sometimes you just, you look at it and look, I know in the grand scheme of things, that's a small piece of the puzzle, but it's when you see someone that can't get little details right, and then you shouldn't be shocked when big things crumble. Like, it's amazing. I remember when the Pac-12 launched, I remember tuning into that when there wasn't football on, and the amount of just old, random, regular, not postseason games, you would tune in on like a Wednesday before our show, and there would be a volleyball game from like 4 years ago that was on, and you're like, what are they doing? So the idea that he was so dismissive, that's one of those, in hindsight, looking back, someone that just couldn't see the forest through the trees.
He was completely dismissive. That's the perfect word. And then when I floated it to, I was back at the Big Ten Championship this year and was, with Tony and, you know, the rest of the leadership of the conference, and just kind of floated the idea like, oh man, we'd love to come play. Like, sure, we'd love to come check it out. That sounds great. I was like, hey, you don't need to make any sort of commitment at all. Like, just, you know, come on. Oh, awesome. Sounds great. Love to be there. Let us know when it is, and we'll send a contingency. And, you know, then let's talk. I was like, okay.
Well, just like Suk said, like, all you need to do is say, is compare the two. You've got one of the richest leagues in the country, in the Big Ten, and they are like, oh, yeah, this is great. We'll be down there. And then you've got one that couldn't even survive.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that treated you poorly. So,
well, anytime you think it's like a too school for, it's like a too cool for school thing. And that's fine if you are really the big cheese. But boy, when you're trying to fake it till you make it, good luck with that.
Yeah. The great thing too is not only did they see the potential value of, you know, partnering with us, you know, someone that would potentially, you know, do something to, I don't want to say honor the conference, right? But like, hey, this is a celebration of the conference and the universities. But now they're using it as an opportunity to bring some of their sponsors.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I was like, hey, come on out, check out the tournament, and hey, bring a couple people that you may want to, you know, have involved with the conference next year. They're like, oh, we have extra spots to bring. I was like, yeah. So, you know, so then they bring people from Microsoft or from the PGA Tour or from, you know, they start bringing people out that then just expands the network for everybody. Like, some people's inability to look past themselves and understand that it's like, it's not about you, right? You may be at the head of this thing, but you ain't getting it done by yourself. Like, anything that's going to be successful is going to be successful because of all of the parts that are working together. And I don't know. I've been really impressed with the Big Ten leadership.
I don't know what year that was when you were talking to Larry, but maybe that's right about the time when he was cocky sniffing and almost getting Texas. And what do you almost get? Like Texas
and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, Texas A&M, or not A&M.
It was Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas, and I think Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that was around that time.
No, it was more than that. Because it was going to become the Pac-12, it was going to be the Pac-16, so it was going to be the original eight. And then that was going to be the West, and then the East, or the North and the South, however they would have done it. But then it would have been Arizona State with Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Colorado, and...
Well, Utah, because Utah did come over with Colorado, right?
It wasn't Utah, though.
No?
Because remember, Colorado was in the Big 12.
Yeah, but I thought Utah and Colorado came over together, but it was someone originally other than Utah?
After it was going to be, I believe it was going to be Baylor.
Okay.
Oh, Baylor.
Yeah. It was another one of the, Texas schools.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah. So this was the first year. This would have been What was the first year of the network? 11, 2012?
Something like that.
Also, it was right around that time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, just, you know, there was so cocky. There were so many missteps. I mean, you can sit there and you can blame the death of the Pac-12. You can blame it on a million different people. But the truth of the matter is, anytime something like that happens, it's never one thing. It's any failure of a corporation, a brand, whatever, it's always death by a thousand paper cuts. There may be one cornerstone that eventually gets kicked out, but it's just, you can just, it's misstep after misstep after misstep, and then eventually they pile up and then the thing tumbles. And I think
what
that's
what you're talking about. This is death by one person. This is death by Larry Scott. This whole conference crumbled because of his ineptitude. This entire conference crumbled because he overspent in office buildings in the Bay Area because he couldn't locate the I mean, this is the absolute definition of one person taking an entire conference down.
Well, see, but I'll point to Tom Hansen and his inability to actually try to bring the conference into, you know, into the modern time. I'll go with the people that hired Larry Scott and trusted him blindly. I'll go with some of the university presidents and some of their economic advisors that said that the Pac-12 was going to get this massive media deal. I certainly can lay it at the feet of USC and some of the crap that
okay,
they did.
But hold on. But all of those decisions, secondary decisions, whether it's ASU's financial advisors saying they're going to get a massive deal, don't sign on to this, or it's USC sniffing elsewhere. Those things all happened because of the ineptitude of Larry Scott in the first place, right? Those happened because of the ineptitude of that one man. Like that's, I'm not saying that other things didn't happen, but those things would not have happened had it not been for the absolute ineptitude of one Larry Scott.
Yeah, I'll give you, I mean, look, if you're putting percentage, Larry Scott shoulders a huge brunt of it. I just, like, I'll go back to USC though.
Remember, I'm not going any less than 96.
Whoa, 96.
What about Kliavkov? Couldn't he have kept this thing together?
Nah, I think by the time he got in there, I think he was a dead man walking.
Dead man walking. Oh, jinx. You owe me a Coke.
But I remember USC voted. I'm trying to. They were talking about expansion to try to kill the Big 12. Right. The Big 12 was on the precipice of crumbling, and the Pac 12 was going to gobble it up, kill the Big 12, and they would have at worst been the ACC. Even if those other schools had left, they would have been the ACC. They still would have been a Power Four. And those dip S's down at USC raised a huge stink and said, no, we're not taking those schools. We're not dealing with the non-academic type. We're not dealing with religious schools. We're not taking Baylor. We're not taking BYU. We're not doing this. Raised a big stink, blocked that from happening. And then it kept the Big 12 alive. And then those same sons of guns, after blocking the expansion that would have saved the Pac-12, they were the one that pulled the chute less than a year later. And I don't blame them for going to the Big 10, but how can, to me, if I'm placing the blame outside of Larry Scott, I do think what USC did was really dirty in the, hey, we're going to vote and make sure that we can't really establish ourselves going into the future, and then we're going to pull the rug out from you a year later and not tell anyone and leave. I just think there's enough of those things where, again, blame to be spread around, but yes, ultimately when you're in charge of it and you can't convince everyone to work together, Larry Scott certainly bears the brunt of it, but I'll throw a lot of the blame around, and I just think that USC, the block and then the rug pull don't get enough attention.
Well, if USC sees what's going on and doesn't believe that they want to be around anymore because of the leadership of said commissioner, then, you know, let's back the train up and see where this thing started.
Yeah. It's a valid
96.
Point.
I can dish out 1% blame to four other entities. Let's call it George gets 1%, SC gets 1%, ESPN gets 1%, and there's one other 1% to give around. We're at 99 now.
Maybe the president's.
Yeah, the president.
And then the presidents get 1%. Okay. There we go. There's the four 1% that you give, and 90. Right. And Larry Scott gets 96.
Yeah. All right, I got a USC follow up for J. Joseph Harrington when we return. Stick around. More with Joey next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington, wrapping it up. We were talking about USC and them screwing over the Pac-12, although you only give them 1% of the blame. Would you like to see USC revived, like be really good again?
For what reason?
Well, I think it makes college football that much more interesting when they're relevant.
I agree with that. Yep, for
you'd,
sure.
You'd like 100%. To see that? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say that. I asked what under what context am I answering this question?
Well, I mean, whatever context you like. Like for me, I mean, I don't care about USC, but I think it would be good if USC for college football if USC's good. But what is
right,
it for
if
you?
If I'm a neutral college football fan, yes, I want to see USC better. Am I an Oregon grad? Am I an Oregon fan? No, I don't want to see USC any better. I want to win.
Yeah,
I don't care. There's enough of a, you know, we're having a hard time getting past best Ohio State, right? Michigan won the national championship a couple of years ago. Penn State sitting there in the, you know, just like right there under the surface. I don't want any more to more of a gauntlet to run through. Nebraska's on their way back up. Like this is too. This conversation or that question goes to more of a. How are we viewing college sports, right? Are we viewing it from the, I won't say naive, but from the Pollyanna rose-colored glasses of everything's better when Notre Dame and USC are at the top of the, you know, and relevant and everybody's got a chance. Like, hey, you know what? We don't live in that world anymore. And if you can't, you know, for decades, you know, you'd been sliding Lendell White envelopes of cash after games. And now in the world where you can hand it to him straight across, you can't hang, then tough. I think that college football has moved beyond, we've had this conversation 100 times, like rivalries dead. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Right? Oregon and Oregon State doesn't exist anymore. Washington State doesn't exist anymore. All these rivalries, Nebraska, Colorado doesn't exist. Like all these things that were supposed to be the bedrock of college football have literally been thrown out the window. Amateurism gone, NCAA caring about grades and graduation rates gone. Like college football is business. That's what it is now. And we all have to approach it that way. That to me, that's like asking, do I want the, I don't know, pick a pro team. Do I want the Houston Texans to be better? Like, whatever. You got the money, do it. Then go, you know, go do it. I just think college football has changed so much that – the romanticism,
pageantry?
I don't know. It's just gone. So I have to approach it from the perspective of somebody who wants Oregon to win the national championship. I want Oregon to win.
Okay.
These are the rules.
Like the purity of it.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's that Pollyanna sort of what the old Olympic spirit would have been like before, again, the Olympics turned into it. There's very few things that have that anymore. Maybe even the Little League World Series has kind of gone away from that.
Damn Danny Almonte.
Yeah. But it's that sort of thing, right? Like the spirit of competition, and that's what it's about. And that's
based on what you just said, then would you want to see Oregon State revived?
I don't care. I don't, I mean, whoever revived, like that's my point is like, what are we reviving them for?
Well, I just mean, I think you're saying like you're done hating them. Because they're no longer a rival. I mean,
well, I think we've already talked about that. I don't. I'm not going to admit it. I'll never. Okay, I don't hate Oregon State.
Yeah,
I don't. I did, and this is probably going to be the most controversial thing that comes out of this episode. I don't hate Oregon State. I feel bad for them. I feel bad that they got left out. They got screwed. They did. I think that the world of college football, or I should say the atmosphere of college football in this state is worse because they got left out. Now, you know, that's the world we're in. So deal with it, right? You can sit there and say, I want Oregon State back, or I want USC to be better. But that's not where we live. They're not. I want Oregon to win. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we had a little bit.
Not you specifically, but just like in general.
But we had a run of that. Like mine was Utah, and when you know that is the holy war thing. And when Utah went to the Pac-12, it really wasn't competitive anymore. we went from being the big brother to irrelevant. They just beat our ass, and. And you know, until BYU got into this new NIL world, that game and didn't play it for a couple years, and then it was moved to the start of the year, and that's a you know that's as hated and as in-state and as you can get. And I'm telling you, those things can die. Like you said, I think that's a really good point in that it's just not compatible. You can't take college football was trying to take an old system and married it with something that was brand new and looks completely different, but keep these elements. And old and new, for the most part, just aren't really compatible. It's like if you tear a house down to the studs and rebuild it, it's just not the same house. It's just not going to have the same elements. It's really, really hard to do.
I think we play Oregon State this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Yeah.
In September.
I have no idea.
That's too bad.
I know we play Washington.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the end of the year.
I don't know. It's
weird.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you have any hot U.S. Open picks? Who's going to win?
Oh, no, there's nobody of note on the leaderboard.
I think there's only like four or five guys even below par.
You a J.J. Spahn guy, are you?
Well... I mean, we do have the first. I mean, I'm assuming he's also a John Joseph, you know. So, you know, maybe we share the same first and middle name.
And Hovland's up there, right?
Hovland's in there, yeah. You know,
do anything for you,
Sam Adam, Burns?
Yeah.
Adam Scott.
It's not a who's
we'll
who.
See.
Not yet.
No. It's not.
No.
Right. It's not.
Hey, Joey, have a great weekend. Okay.
You too. I'm going to play golf this weekend. You know what? That will make it a great weekend.
There you go.
Good. I didn't know you could play. I thought you were too injured.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did cut my thumb, the top of my thumb off a couple weeks ago. So this is my first round back.
Ooh.
Okay. What'd
you do to your thumb?
I didn't tell you that. I cut the top of my thumb off.
What? You did not.
What? No, I. No, I. We.
No,
we...
I totally did with a butcher knife. I was cutting bacon.
Oh, like are you stitches and?
No, oh. There was nothing to stitch. I took like about a half inch circle straight through my nail and then off the top of my thumb.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Yeah, it was about a quarter inch deep, about a half inch wide, and it was just a circle that just went.
So is it just gone? Do you have like a dent?
I did for a minute. I went into urgent care and then they took this stuff. It was like made of like, hold on. It was Surgifoam. Mm-hmm. And apparently it was like porcine gelatin. So they took like pig jello and put it on the top of my thumb and then like wrapped it all up. And then it just like kind of like absorbed back in and like reshaped the top of my thumb. So now I've got like a pig thumb.
You're like Wolverine.
I can play golf. So
kick ass. All right. Yeah.
Where are you playing?
There you go. I'm playing at Eastmoreland.
Oh, sweet.
A man of the people.
I love that.
Look at that.
I love Eastmoreland.
Man of the people.
Eastmoreland's great. Great track.
It is. Back nine, Eastmoreland, sunny afternoon, the park in bloom. Man.
It's just so Portland.
Much better than that.
That's right. Okay, enjoy it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you. We will not talk to you next week. You'll be at Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
I'll be thinking of you.
I think you won't.
You won't, but you know.
I won't, but it sounded good.
Appreciate it.
Maybe see you at the Timbers game.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, we won't see you and won't be thinking about you. Bye-bye. J. Joseph Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of buildings here at Club is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.